كثير من الطلاب كثير من طلاب العلم في اليمن وفي غيرها، فأحببنا أن نفيد إخواننا بهذا الكتاب. This evening, by the permission of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we would like to start reading from summary regarding rules of fasting. And this small treatise, it consists of benefits from Ithaf al-Anam, a book called Ithaf al-Anam بأحكام ومسائل الصيام, authored by one of our mashayikh, الشيخ الفاضل محمد بن حزام البعداني حفظه الله. And the one who put this treatise together is Abu Abdullah Musa ibn Abdullah al-Bara'awi, one of the students from Dar al-Hadib al-Dammaj, with the approval of this summary was done by Sheikh Muhammad ibn Hizam himself. فنبدأ بقراءة المقدمة أولا ثم ندخل الكتاب الرسالة. وننصح إخواننا أن يركزوا على هذه الفوائد لأنها فوائد طيبة, فوائد مهمة, لا سيما ونحن مقبلون على شهر رمضان, نحب أن نستفيد من مسائل التي تتعلق بصيام رمضان. We would like to read the short introduction and then enter into the first chapter of this small treatise. And we advise our brothers and whoever else is attending this lesson to try to the best of their ability to focus well, because these benefits are great benefits. As a matter of fact, many individuals do not know some of these benefits, and they are from the basics. Especially being that we are about to enter into the month of Ramadan, the blessed month of Ramadan, bi-idhnillahi ta'ala, it's good to refresh our memory and also to review and to learn issues pertaining to this blessed month. فقال بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن الحمد لله نحمده تعالى ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات. ونسيت أن أذكر أن هذا الكتاب مترجم. I forgot to mention that this book has been translated, and we posted it on Masjid 31 WhatsApp group. I'm not sure if everyone has access to the English translation, those who speak English, but whoever wants a copy, they should contact us so we can give him a direct translation of this book regarding the summary of rules of fasting, rules regarding fasting. Even at home, you can read it and benefit tremendous. It's only a good less than 20 pages or so in English, inshallah. So we advise our brothers to get access to this in English and benefit from it, especially in times like this where we may be in our homes. Times like this, times of test, is a time to increase in ibadah. to increase in the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, Al-ibadatu fil harj ka hijra ilayya. Al-ibadatu fil harj ka hijrati ilayya. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, worship in times of harj. And harj, this word harj is from the language of the Ahbash. يعني الحبشية. In harj بمعنى القتال, but fitan. So worship in times of fitna is like making hijrah to the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So we should all take this opportunity. وهي فرصة والله. This is an opportunity to get close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Read more Quran, read a hadith, prepare for Ramadan, prepare to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with increasing in the worship of Allah. وهذا الكتاب إذا أخذت مثلا يوم أو يومين بإذن الله تعالى بالقراءة تستطيع أن تستفيد منه ثم بعد ذلك تقرأ معنا عبر المجموعة بإذن الله تعالى سنسجل الدروس حتى نكمل الكتاب. An individual is capable of reading this book by the permission of Allah if he reads it with diligence and continuous reading. He can finish it in a few days. And then he can focus on the lessons and it would be like review for that which he has already read. علينا بإقبال على الله عز وجل. It's incumbent upon us to strive to get close to Allah. These are the times of trials and tribulations. As the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, بادروا بالأعمال فتن كقطع الليل المظلم. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, rush to do good deeds. بادروا بالأعمال أي الأعمال الصالحة. Rush to do righteous deeds. فتن. Prior to trials come, كقطع الليل المظلم. Before the trial, the fitna comes like a portion of darkness of night. يصبح الرجل مؤمن ويمسي كافرا. يصبح الرجل مؤمنا ويمسي كافرا. ويمسي مؤمنا ويصبح كافرا. يبيع دينه بغرض من الدنيا. وفي رواية بعرض من الدنيا. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he described this fitna. The fitna that will come. And there's so many ahadith regarding different types of trials and tribulations. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, rush to do good deeds before the trial comes. The trial of shirk, the trial of fitna, and all its different types of sorts of ways it come. We have to rush to do good deeds. Get close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He said, a man will wake up in the morning as a believer, and by nighttime he will be a disbeliever. And at nighttime a man will be a believer, and by the morning time he will be a disbeliever. He will sell his deen for a portion of the dunya. So it's very important. This is just a short reminder. يعني نصيحة لي ولكم بأن نجتهد ونبذل جهدا بطاعة الله عز وجل ونتقرب إلى الله عز وجل بأعمال الصالحة. It's advice for me and for you all. We must try to our utmost to increase in the worship of Allah. When we are at home, instead of being on the internet or on our phones, pick up the Quran. Pick up the Quran. Read the book of Allah. Leave the news alone. It will do nothing but cause tightness in your chests. اتركوا الأخبار أخبار للكفار ما هي إلا أن تضيق صدوركم كما تضيق صدورهم. أهم شيء أن نتمسك بدين الله عز وجل ونقبل على الله عز وجل بقراءة القرآن وشيء من السنة وكذلك اهتمام بأسرنا غاية اهتمام ذكر الله عز وجل يجعل القلب مطمئن ألا بذكر الله تطمئن القلوب ألا بذكر الله يطمئن القلوب ذكر الله عز وجل يجعل القلب مطمئن أما أخبار من هؤلاء يعني مخربشة من هنا ومن هناك لا ندري ماذا نصدق أو نكذب. News from these people, we don't know what to believe or what not to believe. They don't know what they're doing. So why are we busy with what they're saying? إِن جَاءَكُمْ فَاسِقٌ بِنَبَأٍ فَتَبَيَّنُوا. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says, if a fasiq comes to you with news, فَتَبَيَّنُوا أَيْفَ فَتَثَبَّتُوا. It's a possibility that what they come with is only to make you become weak in your iman. There will come a fitna, as the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned. He mentioned, there will come a fitna. Al-qa'id fiha khayrun min al-qa'im. Wal-qa'im fiha khayrun min al-mashi. Wal-mashi fiha khayrun min al-sa'i. وَمَنْ تَشْتَشْرِفْهُ أَوْ مَنْ تَشْتَشْرِفْهَا تَشْتَشْرِفْهُ أَوْ كَمَا قَالَ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ. There will be a fitna that comes, the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, he said. There will come a fitna where the one who is sitting, meaning he is still, he's not moving much, he's better than the one who is standing. The one who is sitting is better than the one who is standing. The one who is standing is better than the one who's walking. And the one who is walking is better than the one who's running. And whoever gives a lot of attention and gives status to this fitna, it will take from him. It will take from him. نسأل الله عز وجل العافية. وعلينا نؤمن بقدر الله عز وجل. الإيمان بالقدر يجعل إيمان الشخص يعني يزداد. الإيمان بالقدر والرضا بقدر الله عز وجل يجعل إيماننا يزداد. Believing in the decree of Allah and being content with it and pleased with it, it causes our iman to increase. It causes our iman to increase. As we know, this is from the pillars of iman. الإيمان بالله وملائكته وكتبه ورسله وتؤمن بالقدر خيره وشره. فننصح إخواننا بإقبال على الله عز وجل وكذلك أخواتنا وكذلك الأطفال كل المسلمين علينا أن نشكر الله عز وجل لهذه الصحة ونطلب منه المزيد. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we thank Allah for giving us good health. We ask Allah to increase us in goodness. It's important for us men, for our wives, our sisters, our brothers, our children, all of us to get close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in days like this. It's very important. These are from the signs of the last days. We can't think, oh, why is this happening to us here in the Bay Area? Why us? La. الله عز وجل يقول في كتاب الكريم ألف لام ميم أحسب الناس أن يتركوا أن يقولوا آمنا وهم لا يفتنون ولقد فتن الذين من قبلهم فليعلمن الله الذين صدقوا وليعلمن الكاذبين. Allah, he says, does mankind believe they will be left to say, we believe, and they will not be tested? Allah says, وَلَقَدْ فَتَنَّ الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِهِمْ. Verily we tested those who come before them. We've tested those who've come before them. Allah has tested those who've come before us. فَلَيَعْلَمَنَّ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ صَدَقُوا وَلَيَعْلَمَنَّ الْكَاذِبِينَ. This is just a proof. Are we truly believers in Allah, in the decree of Allah? And we're going to be patient? Or are we just going to become du'afa? Masakin. Yani, if we go with the flow. لأمواج تأخذ الناس ونحن معه. The waves of fitna come and soak up the people and drown them away, and the Muslims with them. لا لا يصلح. نسأل الله عز وجل الثبات. فنحن بإذن الله تعالى نبدأ المقدمة ثم بعد ذلك إن شاء الله سنقرأ هذا الكتاب إن شاء الله والدروس تنشر إن شاء الله عبر الإنترنت. الله يبارك فيكم. الله يبارك فيكم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له. وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. صلى الله عليه وسلم. He starts off, all praise is due to Allah. We praise Him, we seek His aid and His forgiveness. We seek refuge with Allah from the evil of our own souls and the evil consequences of our actions. Whoever Allah guides, then there is none that can mislead Him. And whoever Allah leaves left astray, no one can guide Him aright. He said, I bear witness that there's no deity worthy of worship except Allah, without having any partners, and I bear witness that Muhammad is his slave and his messenger, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Amma ba'du. فقد طلب بعض الإخوة الأفاضل أن نراجع أحكام الصيام. فقمت باستخلاص بعض المسائل المهمة من شرح شيخنا محمد بن حزام البعداني، حفظه الله وبارك فيه وفي علمه. لباب الصيام من متن الدربهية في المسائل الفقهية للإمام الشوكاني رحمه الله. The brother who put this summarization of the book of Sheikh Muhammad ibn Hizam al-Ba'dani, he said that some of our beloved brothers, or our noble brothers, requested that we review some of them, we review with them some of the rules with regards to fasting in the month of Ramadan, or fasting. So I took an opportunity to gather the issues that are of importance with the explanation of our Shaykh, mean Shaykh Muhammad ibn Hizam al-Ba'dani. May Allah preserve him and put blessing in him and in his deeds. In the chapter al-Siyam from al-Durr al-Bahiyya fi al-Masail al-Fiqhiyya lil-Imam al-Shawkani. This is the book that his book was based on. He derived rulings and put a book together for it to be easy for the Muslims to understand issues pertaining to their fast in a form of fiqh, meaning some issues brought forward and differences of opinion brought forward, and which is the most sound position that the believer should have with regards to issues relating to fasting. And he said, وَمِنْ كِتَابِهِ الْمَاتِعِ النَّافِعِ إِتْحَافِ الْأَنَامِ بِأَحْكَامِ وَالْمَسَائِلِ الصِّيَامِ. He also derived different statements and subject matters pertaining to the fasting, or the issue of fasting from the Shaykh's book, Ithaf al-Anam. هذا وإني لأرجو من الله تبارك وتعالى أن ينفع بهذا الجمع المختصر إخواننا السلفيين في مدينة كاردف هذا في بريطانيا الأخ يعني في بريطانيا وأراد أن يفيد إخوانه وقد رأينا هذا الكتاب يعني كثير من إخواننا هنا في أمريكا وفي غير أمريكا يستفيدون ويفيدون إخوانهم من هذا الكتاب فلما سألوني أن أقدم شيئا من مسألة الصيام استعدادا لهذا الشهر المبارك الذي نحن نقدم عليه فاخترت هذه الرسالة لسببين السبب الأول قد درست هذا الكتاب مع شيخنا في دماج الكتاب الذي المجلد وقد استفدنا خيرا كثيرا نسأل الله عز وجل أن يبارك في شيخنا والسبب الثاني أن هذا مختصر سهل جدا سهل الفهم وبإذن الله تعالى يكون فيه نفع عظيم We chose to read from this book being that it's very concise, it's easy to comprehend and we found when we studied this book with our Shaykh, Shaykh Muhammad ibn Hizam in Dammaj Subhanallah, it was a great opportunity. It was my first time actually studying a book specifically regarding fasting the month of Ramadan or other issues pertaining to Ramadan. And when I saw this summarized treatise came out, I thought it would be good to present it to our brothers in preparation for this blessed month of Ramadan. فقال هذا وإني لأرجو من الله تبارك وتعالى أن ينفع بهذا الجمع المختصر إخواننا السلفيين في مدينة كاردف بريطانيا خصوصا وإخواننا المسلمين عموما وأن يجعله خالصا لوجهه الكريم إنه ولي ذلك والقادر عليه فأقول وبالله أستعين He mentioned that he trusted Allah that he will allow this book to be of great benefit for his Salafi brothers. And Salafi, what does this term mean? Salafi means one who tries to hold to the way of the Salaf. And the Salaf is starting with the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, first and foremost. As the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam told Fatima radiallahu anha, khayr Salaf ana laki, said the best of the Salaf I am for you as being the best of predecessor. And he said, also, we trust it will be a general benefit for the Muslims in general. Because some people believe that one who ascribes himself to the Salafi minhaj, the methodology of the Salaf, that this is some type of cult or this is some type of small group. No, Ahl al-Sunnati wal-Jama'ah hum al-Salafiyun. The people who hold to the Quran and the Sunnah as understood by the Sahaba, they are the Salafiyun, those who hold to the Sunnah, the Salafi. That is it in a nutshell. But the worst person who ascribes himself to the Salaf, they must try to the best of their ability to be humble, to have gentleness, and to call the general Muslims to the way of the Salaf, meaning to the way of the Sunnah. And no one will deny the importance of following the Sunnah except in an individual who is not given proper comprehension. So he mentioned that he did this, put this together to benefit the Salafis and in the general Muslim population. And he asked that Allah makes this work solely, purely for his sake, liwajhi al-kareem, for his face, his generous face alone. And this is incumbent upon all of us whenever we do any act of worship. This is from the condition that the action is accepted. That for one, it is sincerely done for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And for two, it is done also according to the way of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. لأن كما عرفنا العبادة ليست بمقبولة إلا بشرطين: أن تكون هذه العبادة خالصة لله سبحانه وتعالى، ثم بعد ذلك تكون هذه العبادة في وفق سنة النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. It is incumbent for the actions to be according to the Quran and the Sunnah, but first and foremost, every deed must be with sincerity. And this is the dua that he made, and he said, فَأَقُولُ وَبِاللَّهِ أَسْتَعِينَ. Based on our time, it's time for Salat al-Isha, I would share one good benefit, and we'll end it here inshallah, and then we'll give the rest of the lessons inshallah over the internet because of the fact of the masjid and the situation that we have here. قال الفصل الأول الصيام تعريف الصيام. So first and foremost, الصيام تعريف الصوم. الصيام والصوم نفس الشيء. الصوم والصيام بمعنى واحدة. What is the meaning of الصوم؟ لغة الامساك. لغة الامساك. Linguistically, it means abstinence. That's what it means linguistically. To hold back. الامساك. ومنه قوله إني نذرت للرحمن صوما. And from that is a statement of Maryam عليها الصلاة والسلام. She said, إني نذرت للرحمن صوما. أي صوما بمعنى امساكا. وشرعا ما معنى الصوم؟ What does صوم mean? And the فقهاء in general, يعني عموما يأتون بتعاريف لغة ثم بعد ذلك اصطلاحا أو شرعا. The scholars, when they express or when they give a definition of a word or give understanding to a topic, they in general, they mention the linguistical meaning of that word and then they give the legislative meaning or the scientific meaning, the meaning based on the subject matter that's being studied. وَشَرْعًا قَالَ إِمَامِ الْخُرْطُبِي هُوَ الْإِمْسَاكِ عَنِ الْمُفْطِرَاتِ مَعْ اقْتِرَانِ النِّيَّةِ به من طلوع الفجر إلى غروب الشمس. We'll repeat this. نعيد. هو الإمساك عن المفطرات مع اقتران النية به من طلوع الفجر إلى غروب الشمس. هذا التعريف من إمام القرطبي. إمام القرطبي ما اسمه؟ إمام القرطبي اسمه محمد ابن أحمد القرطبي. محمد ابن أحمد ابن أبي بكر القرطبي، وهو من كبار المفسرين. إمام القرطبي رحمه الله، and he is from the great explainers of the Quran. He mentioned that الصوم هو الإمساك. It's the act of abstinence. عن المفطرات. Abstinence from those things or those actions which break one's fast. Who can mention to us quickly before we end our lesson, what are those things that break one's fast? Because we're going to get to that, but we want... أكل وشرب. جماع. التقيؤ عمدا. يعني this is بعضهم يذكرونها. نعم. يعني المفطرات He said, "Al-imsak an al-muftirat ma'aqtiran niyya." It's to abstain from those things that breaks one's fast. And objectively, we say that those things which break one's fast is eating, drinking, and one, having sexual intercourse. These are from those actions which breaks one's fast. The brother, he mentioned at-taqayya, meaning one forcing themselves to vomit. And we'll get into some of these issues, inshallah, later in the lesson. هو الإمساك عن المفطرات مع اقتران النية. We want to memorize this as much as possible. It is to abstain from those acts which break one's fast while having the intention, النية به, مع النية به, meaning نية with fast, with the intention of fasting. من طلوع الفجر, from the starting of al-fajr, bimana fajr al-thani. At the starting of fajr, meaning the when the sun, when the yani the fajr al-sadiq, kama yuqal, when there is a whiteness streak around across the horizon. That's what, across the horizon. This is the beginning of the fajr. إِلَى غُرُوبِ الشَّمْسِ, until the sun goes down, meaning أَذَان لِصَلَاةِ الْمَغْرِبِ. وَهُوَ تَعَبُّد لِلَّهِ بِتَرْكِ الْمُفْتَرَاتِ بِتَرْكِ الْمُفْتَرَاتِ مِنْ تُلُوعِ الْفَجْرِ الثَّانِي إِلَى غُرُوبِ الشَّمْسِ. This is worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by leaving off those things which can break one's fast from the time of Fajr, meaning the Salat al-Fajr, with the Adhan of Salat al-Fajr, until the setting of the sun. فنحن إن شاء الله نستمر في درسنا هذا والحمد لله قد أخذنا جزء من البداية الكتاب مع نصيحة لإخواننا فبإذن الله تعالى نسأل الله البركة للجميع. We will continue this lesson inshallah over the internet. For whoever would like to get access inshallah, contact us. And we benefited also by way of advice regarding what we should busy ourselves with these days. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bless all of our efforts collectively and individually. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Wa iyyakum barakatuh. Wa iyyakum barakatuh. Wa iyyakum. Wa iyyakum.
Allah. أكبر الله أكبر كيف الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة. الله أكبر الله أكبر. لا إله إلا الله.
الله أكبر الله أكبر. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا رسول الله. حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح. قد قامت الصلاة قد قامت الصلاة. الله أكبر الله أكبر. لا إله إلا الله.
استووا تقاربوا وسدوا الفرج لا تدعوا فرجات للشيطان. الكعب الكعب المنكب المنكب. استووا استووا فإن تسوية الصفوف من تمام الصلاة. الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين. إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. قل أعوذ برب الفلق من شر ما خلق ومن شر غاسق إذا وقب ومن شر النفاثات في العقد ومن شر حاسد إذا حسد. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين. إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. قل أعوذ برب الناس ملك الناس إله الناس من شر الوسواس الخناس الذي يوسوس في صدور الناس من الجنة والناس. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. اللهم صل. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله. الصلاة والسلام على رسول الله. بعد فنفس التنبيه بارك الله فيكم. ما ذكرناه في المغرب من أن المسجد سيغلق إلى إشعار آخر، وتبقى الدروس إن شاء الله عن طريق الموقع تبع المسجد، فننصح بالاستفادة من دروس الشيخ الفاضل أبي رزق منذر الأمريكي، ولا سيما في أحكام الصيام وغيره كالأصول الثلاثة. فلنحرص بارك الله فيكم على الخير، والخير باق، والنبي صلى الله عليه وسلم كان يذكر الله على كل أحيانه، فنستمر إن شاء الله بالدروس والاستماع إلى الدروس عن طريق المجموعة، ومن كان عنده سؤال أو استفسار أيضا يتواصل مع الشيخ عن طريق جواله أو يضع عن طريق مجموعة المسجد. بارك الله فيكم.
Assalamu alaikum. Just as a reminder, what we mentioned after Salat al-Dhuhr, the masjid will be shut down until further notice, just to abide by the rules of, you know, the current situation. So inshallah, starting tomorrow, there will be no salah in the masjid, starting tomorrow. And it doesn't mean you should cut off yourself from the benefits that you derive from this masjid. You could still listen to the lectures via the masjid's Mixler page or WhatsApp page. If you're not a member, try to subscribe before you leave. That way you could derive as much benefit, especially inshallah our brother Abu Rizq Mandir will be giving us lectures during this hiatus, or during this, you know, closure of the masjid inshallah. So just because you're not here doesn't mean you should cut off. And always remember to keep remembering Allah. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam never ceased to mention Allah and to remember him at all situations, and especially at this time during trials and tribulations. So inshallah, we should see you guys soon inshallah. Hopefully sooner than expected. JazakAllah khair.